This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. I'm assuming this game's over. It looks like they're still trying to appeal for a VAR penalty decision right at the end. Bit of a low-quality game. A lot reminded me of lower leagues today. It didn't seem very much Premier League. Are you happy with the point, or are you frustrated?
In the end, I'll take the point. It wasn't a game of any clear-cut chances. I can't see it being first on Match of the Day tonight. Brentford, clearly the superior team in terms of, you know, possession, particularly in the first half. However, the only chance we really had were like kind of block shots in the box. Tony was unlucky with a couple. 60 minutes, I got very excited after quite a turgid first half when Thomas made some really good subs, but I thought we'd get more attacking then. It didn't seem to happen. Bournemouth very happy to sit back in two banks of four and just mop up everything we threw at them. So yeah, in the end, disappointing game, but we'll take a point. Tony Bees.
The biggest worry was the VAR check in the first half, where the referee, he went over to check his screen. And I thought for all the world that he was going to point to the penalty spot. He pointed to the spot, but it was actually a goal kick. So I thought it was a penalty. Was that a lucky escape?
It was a heart in mouth moment, that, I'll tell you. And it dragged on for about 4 minutes. Yeah, the referee seemed to take an eternity. Got called over to the screen, had a look at it, still wasn't sure. The fans were biting their nails. Then he pointed towards the goal where we were. Didn't know if it was a penalty or not. The fans behind, the Bournemouth fans, started cheering as if it was a penalty. Thankfully, it was a goal kick, and we're all very, very relieved. And then at the end, the game finished on a bit of a VAR controversy as well, where a ball seemed to bounce around in the box. I think it was Jensen. It bounced up, hit him awkwardly, maybe on the hand, maybe not, definitely not intentional. And I'll tell you what, we could have been undone by a referee today. It would have been undeserved, but it could have happened to us. I've seen them given.
Finishes 0-0. It was a lower quality, lower league game really today. Did you feel there was enough quality there from Brentford? Did you expect more, or did you think that Bournemouth's frustrating game kind of paid us a bit of a compliment really? They didn't really try and push us. They tried to hit us on the break. What did you think of the match?
Yeah, I thought it was quite flat, to be honest with you. I thought both teams like didn't have anything going forward really. They had to have five behind the ball and then had the other three in front, so for us to try and penetrate them was quite hard. It was like against a brick wall. I thought we could have been a bit better going forward, but we just seemed to be quite slow going out from the back. Not really a Brentford performance, to be honest with you. It was a bit bizarre at the end, obviously with the handball situation, the ref blowing up. We had a couple of chances. Tony's a bit close, but you know, in all honesty, it was quite a flat game, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I was expecting him to kind of like, I thought the whistle had blown, and then I thought he was going to go to a VAR at the end. You know, I was thinking that there has been an example of where the game's over and then there's a VAR decision, so it ain't over till VAR finished. So obviously they must have looked at that, but it's another heart in mouth because we had one in the first half as well.
Yeah, I thought once the referee blows his whistle, then I think that's the end, but obviously I'm saying VAR can still overrule that and have a look. But yeah, I mean, it was a bit of a weird one, but if it gave that as a penalty, I'd be really disappointed. Because the bloke just hit the ball and it just hit his arm. So, I mean, no, you can't get your arm out of that completely.
So, finishes 0-0. it's a bit frustrating. I mean, I just think Bournemouth were really there for the taking, to be fair with you. I thought they were awful. They did have a couple of opportunities, though, but they would have been like referee-assisted or technology-assisted. They didn't really... Both goalkeepers didn't really have a save to make. Did you expect more from us, or are you satisfied?
Yeah, I think you summed it up well there, Laney. It was just frustrating today. We were the better team by far. Did anybody create anything of quality? Probably not. Tip my hat to the referee in the first half. He's gone to the screen. He's declined their appeal for the penalty. So that, well done there. But not much between the teams. The referee stood his ground again at the end when there could have been something there. But yeah, just a disappointing game. And it's one that you feel that's got away. But did we create anything in the final third? Probably not. And I think... begrudgingly fair result.
There were a few decent performances there, though. I mean, you know, I think we're all frustrated. Decent turnout, poor atmosphere from both sets of fans. Nothing really to sing about, to be fair. Who's standing out for you? I mean, Jensen in the middle and Yanel, they mopped everything up and bossed everything. Who else impressed you?
Well, I would say Jensen was my man in the match. He's just a little... He's just constantly good Jensen at the moment. I was just saying to Ali next to me, bad Jensen seems to be buried. So as the apprentice become the main man. So that was excellent. Who else stands out there today? I thought Hickey was very good when he comes on again today. I thought I was unlucky to come off. You know, if we'd waited a couple of minutes, that would have worked out really well. Rico, once again, Rico is so consistent, isn't he? But there was just nothing special. Ivan, I just worried a little bit about Ivan today. He just, for me, didn't get involved. Is he sulking? I don't know. That might be really harsh there. So
we're walking away frustrated or kind of content with a point?
In the middle, really, Laney, I think. Bournemouth certainly set themselves up not to lose, didn't they? Very organised, but not really pushing much. I think they might need to change their tactics to get some more points. But we had a go. I think we got caught at the end, whether we try and win it or whether we hang on to the point and nearly the Fulham again and throw it away by trying too hard and being a bit clumsy. But I thought overall we were fairly solid, didn't create too much. Love to see the Tony chance again that I thought was going to burst the back of the net. And going over, and obviously the penalty as well. We'll see at the end whether that was handball or not. I mean, they seem pretty adamant it was. Obviously wasn't, because it wasn't given, but not a big fan of VAR, got to say.
there were, I mean, I've said this before, there were a couple of technology moments there where the first half the referees consulted the screen and, you know, we all thought he actually had pointed to the spot. He's pointed for a goal kick. And then at the end, he blew the whistle and he probably didn't want the controversy of going to VAR after the game had finished. So it has happened before, but that would have been... really harsh to have not got anything out of that.
I think the last one, the VAR probably just said to him, look, there's nothing in that, so just blow the whistle. So that's fine. But I think you got both VAR decisions would have been right anyway. So, yeah. But we didn't do enough to win that game. We never looked like winning. I don't think they ever looked like winning. That was as nil-nil as you could ever hope for.
Yeah. The Allard, it was a game where we made a couple of changes to start with. We played with Damsgaard got a start, and yep. We rested Hickey, yep. And Jensen played really well again. Yep, he seems to be like a real pivotal player in the middle.
He's our creative force. Damsgaard showed a lot of creative stuff as well, but what he didn't do was give us width on the left. Obviously, if you can get Rico up there, that gives you that width. But I mean, we said it for long, haven't we? That there's no pace on the left. Do you know what I mean? And Damsgaard's not going to give us that. He's going to give us something else. But he comes inside a lot. He tracks inside a lot. But, you know, creatively, he looked really good. In a game, when I say he looked really good, it's a game we didn't create much. I don't think either team really deserved to win that.
Did you expect more from us? I mean, I'm personally, like, I would have taken a point before, and I always say that from away games, and I just expected more from Bournemouth. I thought they were awful, and we weren't awful, but we just didn't create enough to make a breakthrough.
I don't know if Bournemouth were awful. I thought they were organised. I thought they were really well organised. We've seen a lot worse teams get relegated out of the Premier League than Bournemouth. But, you know, maybe if they lose a couple on the spin and lose confidence in their... you could almost call it a process or their system, they might you know, they probably will struggle. And to be fair, I mean, you would still think they'll go down, but they were well organised. And I think we struggled to break them down. I think we ran out of ideas in the end, to be honest. And in the end, we sort of, you know, did we settle for a point? It kind of felt like it in the last 10 minutes. I was sort of settling for a point and thinking, away game, get out of here with a point.
Yeah, don't chuck it away at the end. That's what I was thinking towards the end.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe there's an argument last year we do chuck it away at the end and this year we don't. You know, maybe that's the difference.
So you're saying there's not enough words in anyone's vocabulary to talk about that game. Was it a massive disappointment, or are you happy with a point?
Wasn't all that, really.
And that was
I
it.
Said there wasn't many words.
It wasn't all that, but were we all that? Were Bournemouth all that? I mean, you know, this today reminded me of a League One encounter. The atmosphere was terrible. The crowd was flat. The quality was flat.
I didn't actually mention on the way coming out, it'd be like playing in League One again. I mean, there's far better technical quality on show. But when he got to like the key moments, like taking a shot or beating a man in the penalty box around there, neither side really had that at all. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I've just spoken to Matt, and I just said, you know, I thought Bournemouth were awful. He said they were well organised. I mean, Bournemouth, when they came up before, in my eyes, I really enjoyed them because they seemed to have a spirit where they really gave it a go. I didn't see them try and do that today. They were kind of just like happy to kind of soak it up, hit us on the break, maybe get a penalty. I thought that was kind of the limit of their, not ability, but the limit of their ambition today. I thought they weren't ambitious. You know, we are beatable. You know, with Bournemouth, who are on an awful run after being, you know, losing at Liverpool, I just expected more from them. So if they're not going to give us their full throttle, should we have given us more?
Yeah, I thought for them being a home team, they would go at us more. And they didn't really have massive spells of possession and pressure. They came at us a few times, but it wasn't concerted. You know, I think, yeah, it was, they had two well-organised sides, 0-0 in about the state of it, you know, because neither had the attacking quality to actually break things down. And neither side were going hell for leather.
We'll have to do better than that up at Newcastle.
I'd say so. Mind you, Bournemouth's last result was a 0-0 at Newcastle, funny enough. So I'll take that again, to be honest. I think, yeah, we'll take the away points. When we get back to our place, we'll be better than that. I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that now.
So we're walking away. I found some more bees who are trying to piece what happened to together. It was a flat game. I think everyone expected a little bit more today.
It won't be first on match of the day, wherever I'm talking to. It was quite dreadful. I thought 3 points were there for the taking, without doubt. Bournemouth didn't offer much, lumped it forward a bit. But we missed Eriksen today. That was the difference. Someone with creativity. Someone who can change the game with a ball that you're not expecting, you know?
Well, I mean, I guess we're expecting Damsgaard to be that player. I mean, he didn't have a bad game, but he, as you say, he didn't have that kind of world-classness. He needs
There's
to get stronger.
Creativity, is there? There's no... He tends to go back far too much for my liking. Very boring.
Yeah,
very boring. I mean, Raya must have had the most possession on the pitch, mustn't he?
Yeah, Jensen played well. He seems to be in the middle of everything, as you said. But he didn't have a cutting edge kind of through ball. He did try it a couple of times, didn't come off. We were fortunate with technology, or you kind of...
I have no idea. I was too far away from it all. Really, I thought. It's nice to see the refs now change their mind when they go to the screen and they don't just say it's a penalty, do they? They sort of had a look at it, obviously weren't a penalty. I don't know about the handball at the end. I was with some Bournemouth fans waiting for Graham and that, and they were saying it was, but God knows, it was too far away.
It was dubious. I think he should have looked at it on VAR because it did it.
Didn't it not go to VAR, though?
No, it didn't, no.
Really?
No, at the end it didn't.
Oh, okay.
So point gained or 2 points dropped?
2 points dropped, without doubt.
Oh, right. Well, I'm going to have to make this one short and sweet. I've just looked up and after the other blokes just wandered off, I'm on my own in the middle of the park outside the stadium and everything's emptied. Small crowd. Doesn't take long to clear away, I guess. There's nothing really more to say about that anyway. I mean, I dragged this one out for 13 minutes, but it was just a really flat afternoon. I think everyone from both sides expected a bit more in terms of quality, but you know, sticking my glass half full head on, it's a point. If VAR had gone against us, you got to question whether we would have come back into that game. It wasn't clicking in terms of like the final pass, and it wasn't clicking in terms of us getting really in behind and hurting them. Tony had a shot which you know could have hit the back of the net. He fired that wide. That's probably as close as we got apart from the Ayer header in the first half. We go back to London, not a great distance back, with a point under our arms. And we regroup and we look forward to going up for a big weekend up in Newcastle next weekend. So, yeah, point on our travels. I'll take that. And, don't forget to subscribe to Besotted. We'll have a full, long podcast midweek in the build-up to the Newcastle game. Follow us on Twitter. Buy us a beer. Go to besotted.com/beer and you can vote for us in the podcast awards that are coming up. So we've been nominated. So, tuck into a bit of that. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and come on, you bees.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. We understand that the journey as a supporter isn't always smooth sailing, but rest assured you're not alone. There's a vast network of fellow fans who share your passion and may be experiencing similar challenges. Honesty is key in any relationship. If your friend asks you how you are feeling, tell them honestly. If you're going through a difficult time, let them know. Opening up about how you are feeling can really make a difference. After all, they are your mates for a reason. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.